That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Pop the popcorn, put on your comfiest pajamas, and grab a drink because it's time for a new episode of Sierra Unfiltered. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Sierra Unfiltered.
Hey friends.
I just love having this podcast. I feel like we took so long to get it going, so long to get all of the things in place, and then now that we do, I literally look forward to it every week.
I know. This is so fun. And we want to talk a little bit about what this episode's going to be.
Oh yeah. Okay. So originally we were just going to do like a laid back Q&A. We were like, I personally haven't done a Q&A on my channel in probably 4 years.
Yeah.
I've done like a few Q&As on the vlog that were like specified to Steven and I. And I get a lot of requests for Q&As, but I feel like doing a Q&A video on my main channel is kind of a cop out for like doing a real video. So I thought that would be a fun thing to do. But then,
I like that you're already kind of spilling the tea.
I know, I'm sorry.
Just call out all YouTubers and do Q&As.
I've done Q&As before too. But we all know YouTubers only do Q&As when you don't have any other ideas. That's my hot
take. Big snaps.
But while we were doing, fielding questions for the Q&A, someone was like, you guys should dream cast Glee. And that was just going to be one of the questions. But then we fell down a whole rabbit hole of, like, all the things that we would want to dream cast. Because that's something that we do a lot when we're on long car rides.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
And
we do weird things. So yeah. I think we're going to do a little more normal of shows,
yeah.
Normal of YouTubers.
Yeah.
Like in the car, we were trying to cast Cats, but like, we don't really know cats either. We knew like two characters. Yes. So
we have a list of YouTubers and a list of like, we're not just doing musicals because we want it to be more like, if you're not a musical person, we want you to still enjoy it. So we have like some just like cult movies like Legally Blonde and Mean Girls, which also have Broadway counterparts as a musical. We have some Disney in there. And then I think we only have like one, maybe even, yeah, only one like true musical that's like just a musical. And then we're also going to dream cast our lives, like who we would want to play in our lives. But it's like almost all YouTubers with maybe a few like traditional celebrities thrown in.
And then we'll do a Q&A at the end.
Yes. So too. We still have all the questions fielded on our phones. Skylar got some questions from her Instagram. I got some from my Instagram and from the community tab of this channel. So we have some questions to answer, but we're going to dream cast. Then we're going to do questions and then we're going to do advice. So.
But before that.
Yes.
We have our unpopular opinions, which I think we're going to change the name of.
We have a rebrand.
To Hot Takes.
Someone DM'd you. Who was it?
Oh, I can find it.
Let's give them a shout out. Someone DM'd Skylar and was like, hey, you know, I have a question, da 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 da, with the question. And then we're like, also, you should call unpopular opinions hot takes. Because sometimes they are unpopular opinions, but sometimes they're just like a little bit of like an edgy opinion.
Yeah. Also, hot takes is really cute.
Yeah, I like that. We could do like fun hot takes merch.
Oh, no, I'm going to butcher their name. I'm so sorry. Morgan O'Connor? Morgan O'Connor.
We stand.
Thank you, legend. We appreciate it.
So, now that we have that, what is your hot take of the day?
Ooh, my hot take. I feel like it's the least polarizing hot take I've done so far, which is a good thing. My hot take is that old people candy is far superior to any other type of candy.
See, I actually do agree with this. Like,
good.
I love, like, I remember my grandma always had the best candy in her purse. Like, butterscotch candies,
yes
please, all day.
Do you know, I mean, we've talked about this a little bit on Sierra's vlog channel, But when I was younger, I went through a grandma phase. Like, I think I'm still kind of in my grandma phase.
No, you're not.
When I was in my grandma phase, I literally, and actually I might do this again. I used to have like a mason jar of butterscotch candies in my cup holder in my car.
I insist that you go back to this.
I remember like I would pick up boys to like go on dates and they'd, I'd be like, want a butterscotch candy? And I thought it made me like so hip and cool. It does. But in reality, they probably just thought I was like trying to like poison them or something.
Would you like a butterscotch candy?
Hop into my old car and take a candy from a mason jar?
I feel like you should go back to that.
Thanks.
But I
Thanks for supporting me. But seriously, my favorite candies are like Charleston Chews, yeah. Swedish Fish, yeah. like old people candies.
Yeah.
But they're superior.
Yeah. See, I think Charleston Chews are terrible and also Swedish Fish, but I agree with you on the butterscotch. But also
have you tried Charleston Chews frozen?
No.
Okay. That's where you're going wrong.
Okay. So I will humor you, but before, maybe not before the next podcast, but at some point on the vlog channel, I will make Skylar have me try a yes. frozen Charleston Chew, and I will do the Charleston while I eat it.
Oh, can't wait. Wow, we're such old people.
Yeah.
We're going to do the Charleston while eating Charleston Chews on your vlog channel. David Dobrik is out here, like, buying people Ferraris and, like, setting things on fire.
We're like,
we're doing the Charleston while eating Charleston Chews.
We're really scandalous. I hope YouTube doesn't demonetize that.
I mean, honestly.
Which actually is a great segue.
Yes.
To my hot take.
Spilled the tea.
Which might be my most controversial so far. I feel like I've kept mine.
I'm so excited.
I think I've kept mine pretty, like, light.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a YouTuber, I'm allowed to say this. I think YouTubers complain about the algorithm too much. And here's the thing. I have genuinely gotten screwed over by the algorithm maybe twice in the lifetime of my channel. And I have seen friends who are YouTubers genuinely get screwed over by the algorithm. It yeah. does happen. By the way, the YouTube algorithm is basically the system that YouTube has that decides what videos to show to what users. So if YouTube decided to never show you guys this video, you wouldn't even get the opportunity to click on it because they wouldn't show it to you. So I've seen that happen a few times. However, the majority of the time that a video doesn't perform well, it's because it's not either A, not a great video, B, not a great thumbnail or title, or C, it's just not the kind of video that's super wide reaching, but that doesn't mean it's a bad video. Mm-hmm. So I have tons of videos that on my channel that have maybe 10 or 15,000 views that I'm super proud of, but I don't think the algorithm screwed them over. I just think that wasn't super appealing to a ton of people. I also have videos that I thought were going to do really well, and looking back on it, I'm like, oh, okay, it's because my thumbnail was bad, or
mm-hmm.
it's because the title was, like, too specific or too broad.
Yeah.
It's just, I think YouTubers, this is the real hot take, I think it's hard for people to admit when something that they could have controlled goes wrong.
Agree.
I think it's a lot easier to say the algorithm messed up my video than to say, hey, maybe this wasn't the best video I ever made.
I couldn't agree with you more on that. I feel like it's a cop-out yeah. most of the time. I also feel like I've seen people post before and be like, hey, this video didn't do well. Like, are you guys seeing it? And everyone in the comments being like, yeah, we saw it. Just, like, wasn't interested.
Yeah.
Like, I think that happens a lot. I mean, that happens a lot with people that I watch where, like, I'll watch every one of someone's videos. But then if, like, a random video of theirs pops up and, like, the thumbnail's not interesting or it's just about a topic that I'm not fascinated by,
yeah.
I, like, won't click it. And then I'll look, and that'll be, like, their most underperforming video.
Right.
And it's like, well, you have to understand your audience. And also, I think people outgrow YouTubers.
Yeah. Like, and not every video is meant to go viral. And we yeah. talk about that a lot. Like, this video, this podcast episode, I think a lot of people aren't going to click on it. Do yeah. we care? No. Because yeah. this is one that we're cool with just small amounts of people watching because we're going to have fun with it.
Yeah.
My recreating celebrity photos videos are not my highest performing videos, but I love making them and the people that do watch them really love them.
Yeah.
So to me, that's not, oh, the algorithm screwed me over. That's, you know, maybe this isn't like the most clickable video, but I really like making it and the people mm-hmm. that watch it like it. So I think that YouTubers need to maybe take a little bit more personal responsibility mm-hmm. when things don't perform well. That being said, I totally get it. When the rare chance does happen that a video gets destroyed by the algorithm, it is so frustrating because you're like,
totally.
I don't understand what I did wrong.
Yeah, but I do think you have to be a little more self-reflective mm-hmm. and accept that, like, maybe your audience just wasn't interested in that video.
Like, my Brutally Honest reviews used to be my highest performing videos on my channel. And then we had, like, 3 in a row that didn't do well. And the last David Dobrik one, I remember it only got, like, 90,000 views in the first day. And I asked Skylar, I was like, well, what do you think it is? And we had to really sit down. I was like, okay, I think people just aren't as interested in the merch reviews anymore.
Yeah.
So what can we do differently? Should we still be making this? It's not something that I was getting, like, a ton of creative joy out of. So we stopped doing it. But yeah. I think it would have been easier for me to be like, it's the algorithm. But yeah, that's my hot take.
Wow.
What's your bump date?
My bump date is that I'm having a boy.
Yay!
Yeah, we did an anatomy scan and it confirmed that they are a male, which is exciting. Also, I want to quickly talk about, there was an incident a couple podcasts ago where there was a little slip up and I have gotten so many messages about it. We know it happened.
And it is, first of all, so sweet the amount of people that messaged us instead of, like, commenting it. So basically what happened is, on the podcast, Skylar and I were talking and she referred to her baby as him. And I said in the podcast, hey, do you want to re-say that and I'll edit it out?
Yeah.
And then I edited it out, but then the footage got corrupted and I had to go back and re-edit and I left it in the second time. So we were able to edit it and take it out. I think it was only up for, like, less than an hour.
Yeah.
But the people that did see it was really sweet how many people DM'd us.
A lot of people were sweet about it. A lot of people did message me, though, like, after I posted, like, it's a male, being like, LOL, I already know, eye roll emoji. I'm like, thanks.
You know what made me happy, though? When you did the poll on whether people thought it was male or female, 57% said female. I also voted for female, even though I knew.
A lot of people who already knew voted female. But I feel like everyone has always seen me as, like, a girl mom.
Yeah.
And so I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
But, like, we talked about a couple episodes ago with, like, raising your kids differently depending on their gender. I mean, the only reason why people see me as a girl mom is because I'm, like, really soft and, like, very into the arts.
Yeah.
And, like, boys can also be all of those things.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll have, like, a very sporty, hardcore boy, or I can have a really, like, soft, emotionally in touch boy.
And you're going to be an amazing mom no matter what.
Oh,
so,
well, thank you.
I'm very excited. I'm glad that the world knows that baby Paula is a boy.
Woo-woo!
It's so special. Oh, I love it.
Thank you. Do we want to get into dream casting?
Let's do this. Okay, so first, we printed out here so that we're not, like, constantly looking up at the screen, the musicals that we're going to dream cast, and then also a list of all the YouTubers that we, like, actively know of and, like, either watch or, like, are aware of.
That way, in case we're stumped, we can look at it, but I think we just want to, like,
I agree,
have this be a fun conversational thing.
So, Troy.
Okay, well, so first, High School Musical.
Oh, yeah. Should have said
that. High School Musical is Sierra's favorite movie of all time.
It is.
So I feel like she's just like, Troy, of course.
Of course.
Duh. But, like, that could be Troy from, like, Gladiator. Troy from, like, anything. But Troy
from High School Musical.
Okay. You can start off. I need to get in the dream casting headspace.
I think one of the Dolan twins. I don't know the difference
I don't watch them either.
But I think one of them.
Let's just say both, and the other one can be the understudy.
It'll be like when they had, what's his name? A different guy voiced the singing voice of Troy Bolton.
Yes.
Drew Seeley.
Yeah.
So one of them will be the voice of Troy Bolton, and one of them will be the face.
Love that. Okay, the Dolan twins. So then when we're thinking of Gabriella, we have to think of the counterpart to Troy.
So that makes me think Emma Chamberlain. But I don't think she's not a Gabriella.
Do you know who I'm kind of thinking?
Who?
Gabby from Nikki and Gabby.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Isn't that? Okay, that works. That works.
So Gabby and one of the Dolan twins slash both of them.
Love that. Okay, Ryan and Sharpay, a dynamic duo.
They have to be a duo.
Ooh. I would love to swap the traditional genders on those.
Okay.
And have, like, Sharpay be, like, a sassy man and have Ryan be a woman.
See, I was thinking Colleen Ballinger and Corey DeSoto.
Disagree.
Really? You don't see it?
Colleen is Sharpay?
Yes.
You need, like, a blonde, like, hyper-feminine, sassy.
She can wear a wig.
No.
Okay.
No.
Right. I like the idea of gender swapping. I'm going to consult my list.
I feel like there are so many amazing people. Like, I would love Lisa Schwartz.
I was going to say Trisha Paytas.
Ooh, Trisha Paytas, for sure.
Should we make her Sharpay?
Yeah, let's do
it. Okay, and then who's Ryan? Should it be Jason Nash?
Didn't they like recreate what I've been looking for in one of their music videos?
I think they
did like a shot for shot remake of it.
I love that.
So let's do
okay.
Jason Nash and Trisha Paytas.
Kelsey.
Ooh, who's like Dodie?
I feel like Dodie's almost a little bit too soft. Because Kelsey is like, she doesn't she like kind of stand up to Sharpay at one point at the end?
At the very end.
I don't see Dodie standing up to Sharpay.
But that's the thing is you're not, it's supposed to like catch you off guard.
That's true. That's true. Okay, let's do Dodie.
Okay.
I like Dodie as Kelsey.
Okay, so then Coach Bolton.
Coach Bolton.
Ooh, who's like a sporty?
He's like a sporty. Isn't there like, I'm going to get in trouble because I don't know them and they're a huge channel. Huge channel. Isn't like Dude Perfect like a bunch of guys who like throw frisbees and stuff?
I've never heard of that channel.
Pretty sure they have like 20 million subscribers.
Sure, let's say Dude Perfect.
There's like 8 of them though and I don't know any of them, so maybe we shouldn't do them.
Or maybe like one of the Try Guys.
Oh, yes.
Oh, or like Rhett and Link.
Yeah.
Maybe one of them.
I don't know. I feel like we need someone.
We need like a dad.
Yeah.
Who's a dad?
Oh, Philip DeFranco.
Oh, there we go.
Philip DeFranco is Coach Bolton.
Love that.
Love that.
Okay, Miss Darbus. See, I also kind of want Trisha Paytas as
Miss Darbus.
Who's
like... I kind of like Lisa Schwartz as Miss Darbus. I think she would own it.
Okay, we stand. Let's
you
do
like
it.
That? Okay.
Done.
Love that. Dreamcasted. Whoop. You guys, dreamcast here along with us in the comments, please. That would make me so happy.
Okay. Next up is Mean Girls. So, do you want to start out with the Plastics and then go on to Katie?
I like that.
Because I feel like the Plastics has to be, like, a trio.
Yeah.
Like, either they're, like, beauty gurus, they're lifestyle girls, they're some sort of, like...
See, okay, here's the thing. I agree. I think we have to go with one genre as the Plastics. And I could go one of two ways. Either the old school, like, lifestyle girls.
Yes.
Or the current, like, beauty gurus, but, like, all men.
I think we should go with the old school lifestyle girls.
Okay.
And this isn't saying that, like, any of them are mean.
No, it's just saying that they could, like...
Yes.
And this is acting. It's dream casting. So if we make someone Regina George, it doesn't mean that they're, like... Regina George.
I feel like we have to go with like Alicia Marie.
That's what I was
Miss
gonna
Remy
say.
Ashton.
That's what I was gonna say.
Okay, so I feel like Alicia Marie would be a really great.
I think My Life as Ava could do a really funny Katie.
Ooh.
Or not Katie. Karen.
Yes. Let's do it. My Life as Ava as Karen. And then who would be Regina?
I don't know.
Who's like powerful? Ooh. Let's look consult at our list. Ooh.
See, I'm defaulting just to blonde, and I shouldn't do that. Should be because I was like, oh, Aspen Ovar, but it's like, no, she's. It's only because she's blonde that I'm thinking that.
See, I'm thinking we go Alicia Marie and Miss Remy Ashton.
Oh, I love that. I love.
I feel like
Carly's giving us
trio.
A thumbs up. So Miss Remy Ashton is
Gretchen.
Alicia Marie is Regina, and then My Life as Ava is Karen. I
perfect.
See, the other route I was gonna go was like Jeffree Star as Regina. And then,
but
like,
I feel like
I like this.
I feel like this is more like playful and like,
I like
bubbly.
This. I like this.
Okay, so then who's Karen?
Are you Katie?
Or Katie?
Yeah.
Maybe like Adeline Morin.
Oh, yes.
Because I feel like she's like a lifestyle guru, but she's a little more like she has her whole like girl supporting girls. She's very colorful and like youthful.
It's like a little younger. Like the energy is like younger. And I feel like Katie, it's like more innocent.
Yes.
So I love that. Okay.
Okay. So then who's going to be Aaron Samuels?
Who's going to be the man that comes between Alicia Marie and Adeline Morin?
I'm almost thinking like a David Dobrik. Because I feel like he has that like swooshy hair, like playful.
David Dobrik, for sure.
Okay, so then we have to cast Gretchen and, or not Gretchen.
Janice and Damien.
Yes. Ooh, okay, so let's do them both individually.
Okay.
So Janice, who's like an edgy YouTuber? Ooh, I almost like Nicki DeMar.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I love
fan.
That for her. Love that for her. Okay.
Okay. So then Damien. Who's like I kind of like Shane Dawson for Damien.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I feel like that's a fun dynamic
that's
duo.
So, I love that.
Okay.
I love that. Okay.
Done. And then we have Regina's
mom.
Ooh. Why do I just want to catch Trisha Paytas? Yeah. Everyone. I feel like
no, but I do. I love
or
that.
Or Lisa
Trisha.
Schwartz.
I know, right?
I know. Okay.
Well, Lisa's just, like, amazing at everything.
Oh, Carrie would be great.
Carrie Dayton.
Done.
I hadn't even had Carrie in my mind for some of these.
Yeah. Carrie Dayton.
Carrie
for
Dayton
sure.
As
I can
Regina's
see her
mom.
With her vlog camera.
Yes.
Love that.
She'd be so good. And then Kevin G.
Ooh. You know who I want is Kevin G?
Who?
Mr. Cheesy Pop.
Yes. Oh. Mr. Cheesy Pop is a Disney food YouTuber. We will link his channel in the description. Everyone always gets on me because I say I'm going to link things and then I don't. But I will. Come for me in the comments if I don't link Mr. Cheesy Pop's channel.
We've talked about doing a podcast with Kyle and Steven. And I asked Kyle, like, what his unpopular opinion would be. And one of them was, like, that Sierra really needs to link things in the description.
I agree.
And I was like, wow, coming in hot.
I agree. I'm really bad at that.
I love it, though. Okay, next up is Hercules, also one of your favorite movies.
Yes, it is. Who's our Hercules? So when we briefly talked about this before starting the podcast, but we were like, we cannot say what we want, but Carly was going through them. She goes, I feel like Hercules could be like Jake Paul, except I feel like he wouldn't have the redemption arc.
Which I just, like, I love.
Would he be able to prove himself as a true hero?
No, I don't think so.
But then Tana Mojo could be Meg.
No.
No.
Absolutely not. No. Hard line no.
Also, I think we could have made Tana Regina's mom, too.
Oh, that would have been so good.
But we're past that. It's
we
Carrie.
Can make Tana so many people.
I know. This whole thing could just be casting
Tana's Tana and all of her friends. Okay, so Hercules. Who's like a
leading man but an underdog?
Ooh. Okay, let me consult. Let me consult my notes. Do you know who I kind of love?
Who?
Todrick Hall.
Oh, I actually really like that.
I feel like you do a really good job.
I like that.
Who else? Oh, Mr. Kate's husband, Joey.
Joey, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Joey.
But then we're going to have to cast someone else as Meg because I don't think she's Meg.
No, I don't either.
I mean,
but it's sorry. Fine. Yeah, sorry.
Okay,
sorry,
so, Mr. Kate. I'm so sorry. Your baby's really cute. Okay, so Joey from Joey and Mr. Kate as Hercules. Who's Meg?
Meg is, like, a girl who holds her own, but will still, like, fall for someone.
You know who I might give it to you? Colleen Ballinger might be a good Meg.
I see that.
Yeah. I said maybe not for Sharpay. Meg, I could see it. And then her and Joey are, like, friends in real life. So that would be fine.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Wait, she's friends with Mr. Kate?
Yeah.
I thought you meant Joey Graceffa.
Oh,
no, wait, not to cast him. I thought you meant Colleen's friends with Joey Graceffa. And then I was
she's friends with Joey from Mr.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Phil. Who's going to be our Phil? See, also, you know who'd be great?
Who?
Garrett Watts.
Yes.
Like Shane Dawson's friend.
I love that. I love that.
Done.
Okay, done.
Okay.
Done.
Who's going to be Zeus?
Zeus and Hades, I think, need to be...
Nemesis?
Nemesises. Should it be Tati Westbrook and James Charles?
Jake Paul and whoever Jake Paul is beef with.
Yeah.
Who Jake Paul would be a good Zeus. I feel like he gets
wait,
like,
what about Jake and Logan?
Done.
I think Logan is Zeus.
Yes.
And Jake is Hades.
Ooh.
Or vice versa.
I think maybe vice versa. I feel like Jake is a little more like personable.
Yeah.
Like
I
feel like he's had kind of this redemption arc with the Shane Dawson series.
Okay. All right. So then Jake as Zeus and Logan as Hades.
Love that.
Now, the muses. Again, like with the plastics, I think we need a theme.
Okay. I almost feel like we go with like body positive YouTubers.
Oh.
Because originally I was thinking like beauty gurus.
I was thinking beauty gurus too.
But I feel like maybe some like positive internet people.
Okay. I love that. I love that.
Okay. So like, I feel like you...
But which muse? I'm the muse who's like,
okay,
you mean Hercules.
Specific muses.
I want to be that muse, though.
Okay.
I want to say the muse that says Hercules.
But to be relatable to our audience, we can't call out all the muses, even though both you and I know all of them.
Hercules. You mean Hercules. That's me.
Woohoo! I like to make some sweet music.
That's me.
Okay, so that's Sierra. I think of Carrie Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is like body positive?
Loewy.
Mm-hmm. And then also just like positive people. Like I feel like Jocelyn Davis would be like a wonderful muse.
Oh my
gosh.
Like
she'd be like the hype girl
muse. Love. Yes.
Ooh, who are some like men?
Yeah.
Who are like very.
Oh, Patrick Starr.
Love that.
Patrick Starr for
love
sure.
That for Patrick
I like
Starr.
Him as the main muse.
Love that.
So we have Patrick Starr, Loewy, me, Carrie, and Jocelyn.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
Perfect.
Done.
Amazing. Done.
Okay, next is Glee. So this is what got us into this whole mess.
Yes.
So we might not cast everyone on this list, but let's just see how far we go with it.
Let's do it.
Okay, so first of all, Rachel.
Okay, I think Rachel should be James Charles.
Agree.
James Charles, total. Okay, because Rachel is like very driven.
Yeah,
she'll do
done.
Like,
it's done.
It's done. It's totally James Charles.
James Charles is okay. Rachel Berry.
So who love is that. James Charles is Finn.
Ooh. See, again, I was immediately thinking of the Dolan twins, but I don't know the difference between them, so that's really hard. Well, and really also,
I think they're a little bit more, like...
Bro-y?
Bro-y, and Finn is kind of soft.
So he is a soft boy.
We need a soft
boy. What about Stephen from Stephen and Sierra IRL?
Yes. Love that.
Okay, done.
Done.
Also, no. I like that I just referred to, like, one of my best friends and your husband as Stephen
from Sierra and Stephen. But he wouldn't sing.
That's fine. Remember, Finn needed some convincing. That's true. Like, was singing in the shower. No, Mr.
Schuster planted weed in his locker to blackmail him into joining Glee. That's what it would take to get... Okay, love perfect. It. Love that.
Okay. Okay, so Kurt. Who are we thinking?
I don't know. Okay,
let's consult our list. Because Kurt is, like, the perfect character. We could also do Kurt and Blaine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, as a duo.
Oh, you know who I love?
Who?
Joey Graceffa and his boyfriend Daniel.
Yes, as Kurt and Blaine. Love it.
Perfect. And then I feel like Joey is the Kurt, mm-hmm. and then his boyfriend Daniel is Blaine.
Love that.
Love that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Also, I just now realized these pages were printed double-sided, so I've only been consulting half of our list.
Oh my gosh.
There's a whole list of people.
We have Ricky Dillon.
I know. We haven't used Ricky Dillon.
We have so many people.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay. A whole world of possibilities.
So, Sue.
Ooh, who is Sue? Let me consult the
our
back.
Our new list.
The back of this list. Oh my gosh, there's so many wonderful people. Morgan Adams would be really good. Oh. Also, Christine Sedelko.
I think Christine Sedelko. Imagine her, like, when Sue has the rampages and is, like, throwing stuff.
Love it.
Okay, done. Christine Sedelko.
Mr. Schuster. See, I kind of think Elijah Daniel now. Because that would be a really funny dynamic.
Yes, I love that.
Even though Mr. Schuster is for sure the most attractive character on Glee, and I feel like casting him as someone who I am not at all interested in is a little
sad. I think Mr. Schuster's the second hottest after Blaine.
You think Blaine is hotter than Mr. Schuster?
Yeah.
Comment down below. Are you attracted to, like, a 40-year-old teacher or someone who does not identify as heterosexual and is playing, like, a 17-year-old?
What's your type?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm so mind-blown by this extra page. Okay, so then we have Artie. I don't know. Is there Artie? A good Artie?
I kind of like Ricky Dillon.
Wow. We love Ricky Dillon. Okay,
Ricky Dillon as Artie.
Perfect.
Love that.
Okay. Santana and Brittany.
I feel like they have to be a duo. Wait, Alicia and Remy.
Oh, done.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Oh my gosh.
Fondue for two.
Perfect. Love that for Alicia.
Who?
Alicia is Brittany.
I thought the opposite.
Really?
I think Alicia...
It might be like the blonde and brunette
The blonde brunette thing. I think... I like Alicia as Santana and Remy as Brittany.
Perfect.
But you like the other way?
I'll go with your way.
Okay.
So then... I really have to burp. I'm sorry, guys. Just pregnancy things. Okay, who's going to be Tina? We've talked about Tina on this podcast
before.
I love
Tina. Can I be Tina?
Sure. You're the only person we've cast you as.
I think Tina is a great character and vastly underrated, but we've already been over this. So I will be Tina.
Great.
Mercedes. I think Todrick Hall.
Ooh, love that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you would, like, embody it and own it. Like, when Mercedes sings, like, I bust the windows out your car.
Oh, my
gosh.
That
would be iconic.
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing. It'd be amazing.
And then Quinn. Who is our Quinn?
She has to be someone who was, like, a popular YouTuber from the start.
Grace Helbig.
Yes.
Done. Perfect. Done. Like, the every girl, relatable, funny.
Yeah.
Done. Okay. Next up is Little Mermaid.
Okay. Who is our Ariel?
Oh, this is double-sided, too. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Our Ariel. Ooh, who's like a good protagonist?
You know who I really like? Lily Marston.
Ooh, that's no? interesting. You know who I really like? Who? Rebecca Zamalo.
Oh.
And then Matt Slays
as Prince Eric. Done. Done. That's perfect. Those are kids YouTubers. For the most of you guys, I'm sure. We didn't have a lot. I think the only three kids channels we have on here are Rebecca and Matt and Ryan's Toy Review.
And the Scories.
And the Scories, who are our favorite.
Yeah.
But
so I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fun. Love that. I feel like they would get, like, the overdramatic, like, Disney
for sure.
thing.
For sure.
Okay, so then the sisters.
Oh.
Okay. Who do we want to be the sisters?
How many sisters are there? Six?
There are a lot of sisters. I'm not sure.
Well, but I feel one like of them these... has to be James if they're sisters.
But the thing with Ariel's sisters is that they aren't really, like, they aren't necessarily, like, woke. Not saying that these people aren't woke that we're going to pick, but I feel like the muses, like, embody, like, power. And, like, these people can just be, like, friendly.
And bubbly.
Yeah. Should like, maybe, we... like, the vlog squad.
Oh, I love that.
Or maybe, like, we could... make it like a bunch of guys, like Cody Co.
Let's do all of the like male comedian YouTubers. Yes. Okay, so okay. Cody and Noelle.
Yes.
For sure.
Josh Peck.
Shane Dawson.
we could do Drew Monson.
Ooh. We need one more.
Who else is a good one? We could do like Trevor Moran.
Yes. Yes, I love that. Okay.
Done.
Perfect. Done.
Wow. Okay, Triton.
Oh, who's daddy? 'Cause, oh, King Triton is, like, hot.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Oh, we didn't do what you drank it at the beginning of this episode, which might explain things. I'm drinking a Truly.
Is your Truly empty? Do you need Carly to refill it?
I drank the one over there before we started, so.
I mean, Carly, if you want to get another Truly, I'm the good. Audience might like it.
I'm good.
Maybe. Carly's looking at me like,
Carly's, Carly's going to get me another
Woo! Truly. Team Carly.
Only because this episode is laid back.
Love that. Okay, so, Triton.
Who is daddy?
Oh, Rhett from Rhett and Link. The Love blonde it. One?
Yes.
Yes. Love it. He has, like, the beard. He's, like...
Yes. Is he ripped?
I think a little bit.
Perfect.
Kyle, like, wants to be him. That's Perfect. All I know. Perfect. Kyle will be like, Rhett wore this shirt, so I'm going to wear this shirt.
Love that.
Okay.
Sebastian.
Ooh. Who would be a good Sebastian? I feel like Andrea Russick could be kind of funny.
What?
Because she smokes weed on her channel, and That's it's, like, true. Like, kind of, like, funny, and I don't
Who's
know.
Who's that mom blogger that you really like that's, like... chill and smokes weed on her live streams. What's her name?
Acacia. Acacia would not be a Sebastian. Okay. Who would be a good Sebastian? Oh, maybe Tyler Oakley?
Yes.
Because he has that kind of like nervous. Was it his documentary called Snervous?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, Carly.
If you're listening, Carly just popped a Truly for Sierra.
Thank you.
Ooh, I'm drinking vitamin water. Getting really lit on this podcast. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I love that for Tyler Oakley.
I love that. Is him as Sebastian?
Yes.
That's perfect.
Oh, and then maybe Flounder could be his best friend, Corey, who he has a podcast with.
That's I love cute. That. That's so cute.
That's super fun.
That's perfect.
Okay, Ursula.
Oof. Okay.
I almost feel like you, because I feel like you. Haven't you played Ursula before?
Twice.
I played Ursula, too.
Really?
Yeah.
But I feel like I don't. I feel like that's not the energy I want. I want someone... Yeah.
Oh, you want Tina energy? Is that who you want
that's
for yourself?
That's who I am. Yeah, I'm Tina energy.
Okay. Who...
I kind of like Gabby Hanna.
No? Disagree.
Well, so she's been coming out with all the music where she's like belting and stuff.
I know. I'm trying to think of... Because, like, who I would want to cast as Ursula, who's a YouTuber, would be like a drag queen.
Oh.
We could do, like, RuPaul. You know RuPaul.
Yeah, let's do RuPaul.
Perfect. I love that. Love that for RuPaul.
I think Ursula should most of the time be played by a drag queen.
Agree.
Like, it doesn't have to be all the... Maybe, like, 90% of the time.
Agree. I mean, that's where Ursula came from.
Right. That's, like, all the inspiration for the character. Yeah, was from Divine. So it should... Like, I think Ursula should be a drag queen.
Yeah, so I love that for RuPaul.
Perfect.
Okay, Scuttle. Who's, like, kind of, You know who'd be really funny?
Who?
Liza Koshy.
Oh, she'd be a cute Scuttle.
She'd be cute.
I love that.
I feel like she's like doesn't have to, like, look perfect and be glam all the time. I feel like she's, like, a down-to-earth, like, cool,
funny person. And she would have her own interpretation.
Yeah.
She would go wild with it. I love that. Okay. Chef Louis.
Ooh.
Here's the problem with Chef Louis. I can't see Chef Louis as anything, but when I was in Little Mermaid when I was 16, this kid named Tommy played Louis. And Tommy is, like, hilarious. He's, like, a total character in himself. So when I picture Chef Louis, I just picture Tommy, who we did theater with.
You're gonna die at who I just saw on the list.
Who?
Snooki.
Yes!
Can we please have Snooki play Chef Louis?
Hands down, yes. I love
Done.
It. Done. So Snooki is chasing around. Who was our Sebastian?
Who was our Sebastian? Tyler Oakley. If you don't know, Snooki does have an active YouTube channel.
She does.
She has posted a song called Young Mommy, which, like,
we bump
love that.
All the time.
So she can just channel that, like,
that energy.
Rapper energy.
Okay. Legally Blonde.
Ooh. Okay.
Who is our Elle Woods? See, the thing about Elle Woods is she's not an ingenue. Because when I think, I was going to say Jessie Paige, but Jessie Paige is too much of an ingenue. We need, like, more of a, like,
ooh,
a feisty.
I'm almost thinking, like, maybe Brooklyn or Bailey. Mm. I'm trying to think of a girl who's, like.
Like a girl boss.
Yeah.
I like that, but I.
Oh, I almost like Mamrie Hart.
Ooh, I like that.
Or, like, Katie Morton.
Katie Morton!
Yes, because she's, like, educated. She's a boss lady.
Yes.
She's blonde.
Yes.
She's super cute.
Katie Morton as Elle Woods.
Love that.
Perfect. Who is going to be her Warner and Emmett?
Ooh.
Okay, so Warner.
I'm trying to think of who she's been in Shane Dawson's series with. Yeah. And, like, if they're, like, I kind of feel like Jake Paul would be a really funny Warner.
Yeah.
Like, he has big Warner energy.
And then Tana Mojo as Paulette. I'm fast forwarding. Carly is nodding.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Done.
Perfect. Okay.
So who's Emmett? Who's, like, just a nice guy.
Oh, can we do Jarvis Johnson? I know you don't know who he is, but he's, like, my favorite YouTuber right now.
Absolutely.
If any of you guys also
let me do Mr. Cheesy Pop so we can do Jarvis
Thank you.
Johnson.
I love Jarvis, because here's the thing. He's, like, so I found his channel because he's, like, a software engineer, and I was trying to understand Steven's job, and then he started doing, like, funny commentary videos. So I love him, because he's, like, he's smart, so it's, like, perfect for Emmett. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing at you talking about Jarvis Johnson.
I used some of my data. I had a very limited amount of data in Mexico. I used some of it to download a Jarvis Johnson video to watch. Like, not even on the plane.
Jarvis
Johnson,
if you're watching this, like, she stands.
I do.
Also, I feel like people would be, like, not confused, but surprised by the type of content you consume.
Oh, yeah.
You don't watch really, like, any beauty gurus.
No.
Or, like, lifestyle. You watch, well, first of all, you fall down, like, deep rabbit holes of YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you just watch, I feel like you watch a lot of, like, male comedians who do, like, niche, like, reviews.
And I really like, I have a very dry sense of humor. So
yes.
I like Jack's Film's sense of humor. Like, I will laugh for hours and hours at Jack's Film's videos. And, like, Steven will be like, I don't get it. Like, it's just not Steven's humor.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, just dying laughing. I think it's so funny. And my little brother has the same sense of humor as me, which should tell you something because he's a 16-year-old boy. But so we watch a lot of the same YouTubers.
Okay,
I got on a tangent.
So, Mr. Callahan, I'm trying to think, who is, like, daddy?
Mr. Callahan is not daddy.
Like, I kind of think Philip DeFranco. Did we cast him as,
Coach Bolton.
But I kind of feel like, doesn't he have big...
Oh, we haven't used Jenna or Julian yet.
I would love Julian as Mr. Callahan. That would be everything.
Yeah, I love
him with
that.
His, like, glasses.
Doing Shark in the Water.
Love that.
Perfect.
Okay. And then Jenna Marbles could be, didn't she do Land Shark? Wasn't that her whole thing
for
a while?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay,
love that.
Perfect.
Okay. And then we already did Paulette. Bruiser is obviously cast from Bruiser. From Sierra and Steven IRL.
So, by the way, the last time we had the dogs in here for the podcast, they were so annoying. They were, like, licking our feet. They were barking.
Yeah.
Bruiser is, like, right under the desk. Bella is cuddled up in her bed.
An angel.
They're being angel babies.
They know. They want to stay in the room and lick our feet.
Yeah. Bruiser as Bruiser.
Yes. Okay, so then UPS guy, Kyle. Who's going to be Tana Mojo's, like, maybe, didn't she date that guy Hunter for a while?
Are we bringing up, like, old tea?
Because I feel like the thing is that Paulette is, like, I don't know.
See, I was going to go for, like, an older YouTuber who's, like, not her type, but that she could potentially fall for.
Ooh. Who would
you? Maybe, like, Dan from Dan and Phil.
What?
That is so out of left field. I mean, I love that for him.
Oh, you love, like, the Super Carlin brothers. Could one of them be the UPS guys?
I love that. Let's do, which one, though? That's the question. Let's do John Carlin as the UPS guy to Tana Mojo's Paulette.
Great. Love that for John Carlin. Okay. Now, Sierra has allowed me to do my favorite movie of all time. Well, my favorite movie of all time is Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again. But that's a little too niche, so we're just going to do Mamma Mia, and we're only going to do a couple characters. But Mamma Mia.
We can do as many characters as you want.
Oh my gosh.
If we're doing Mamma Mia, we should just do it.
Waiter number six. Okay, so Donna, I think hands down, Skylar from Sierra Unfiltered. Yeah, and
for sure. You're Donna. You are Donna.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Which one is, you have to give me a briefing. Which one is Rosie?
You're Rosie.
Okay, which one is
Rosie is, okay, so Donna is, like, the protagonist.
Is she the horny one?
So that's Tanya. Okay. So Tanya, like, hooks up with younger guys. Okay. She's, like, a cougar. She's, like, a businesswoman. Rosie is, like, my soulmate is carbs. I, like,
me.
Am, like, klutzy. I'm, like,
totally.
Silly.
Okay,
so
I'll be
Rosie. So I feel like you can be Rosie.
Who is our Tanya?
Can Carly be Tanya?
Yeah.
And then just, Carly's not, like, a serious, like, staunch cougar.
Carly, would you be able to seduce a man in a Speedo?
She just said her boyfriend wears a Speedo a lot, so.
It's done. It's done.
She's Tanya. You kind of look like a Tanya.
Yeah, you could be a Tanya.
Okay, so then Bill, Harry, and Sam. So let me give you the lowdown.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll just refer to them by, like, who they are.
Okay.
So Bill, like, he has a sailboat. He's kind of, like, a restless, like, silly man.
Who's the one that she ends up falling for?
That is Harry.
Harry. Okay, so Bill is the...
Bill is, like, sailboat, silly man, like, kind of a one-night stand. Harry's the one who she ends up marrying and, like, rekindling. And then Sam is, like, the one who ends up being gay and, like, whatever.
Perfect.
So who should we cast as, like, the, like, one-night stand, like, traveler... Like, wanderlust, man.
What about Parker from Aspen and Parker?
Yes!
Done! They travel a lot?
Yes!
Okay, perfect.
Okay, that's absolutely perfect.
Perfect.
Okay, who's the one that she ends up marrying?
Hmm.
Who's, like, marriage material? Who would be played by Pierce Bronson? So real quick. Who, like, also would play, like, a James Bond in a movie?
Ooh, okay.
Who's maybe like a British YouTuber?
Ooh.
Or like a I don't know. What's Jax Films like? Is he like a serious?
No.
Oh, okay.
Jax Films?
I know nothing.
Jax Films is
what about Ryan's Toy Review?
Is it what about the dad from Ryan's Toy Review?
Is he on camera? I don't know these things.
He did a what about Philip DeFranco?
I love that. What about L. Mills?
Yes.
Love that.
L. Mills.
Oh my God.
For sure.
Love to marry L. Mills.
Perfect.
That's great. Okay, so then the one who ends up being gay and like is like very like confused and awkward.
Yeah.
Who is he going to be? Ooh, who's like a silly...
Joey Graceffa?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Love
that.
It.
Okay.
Okay, and I guess that can be it.
No,
I feel like that's
Sophie.
Oh, Sophie. Who's going to be my daughter?
Yeah.
But like... Do we really stand Sophie? Sophie's like, oh.
Sophie's an annoying character.
Yeah, she's
that's
like,
my, hot
my
take.
Boyfriend. Oh.
Well, and then don't they not end up together?
Well, so they end up together in the second movie, but they like call off their wedding and it's drama. We just love Donna.
So who's Sophie?
Ooh.
But now I feel like whoever we cast, people are going to be like, oh, you think they're annoying?
No.
No.
It's fine. Who?
What about Jesse Page?
Love that.
Because she's very, like, young and playful and soft. Yeah,
done. Perfect. Jessie Paige. Okay. My daughter. Okay, do you want to do any of the extra ones?
Ooh, okay.
I'll let you decide.
Oh, okay.
Because the last thing we're doing is our lives. And then
so we had three extras if we had extra time, mm-hmm. which was Rent, Into the Woods, or Les Mis.
I feel like I'm not done. I'm not done either.
Let's do it.
You pick which one you want to do.
Let's do Les Mis.
Love that. That's what I was hoping you would pick.
Okay, good. Who's our Valjean?
Ooh, okay. Who's our Jean Valjean? Who would steal a loaf of bread, but, like, to give to a hungry child? What's that guy's name? Mr. Beast? The one who, like, gives things
to... We didn't even put him on this list, but yes, Mr. Beast is Jean Valjean. I love that.
Just, like, giving to the needy.
Who is Mr. Beast's Javert?
Okay, who's, like, a rule follower? Are there any, like, police YouTubers? Or, like, who's, like, a news... Oh, I watch, like, the Young Turks, which is a news network.
Yeah.
They have a host named Cenk.
Perfect.
And he's, like... Cenk. He's, like, a strong, masculine...
Javert. No idea who he is, but Javert.
I don't really know who Mr. Beast is, so... We just have two protagonists who we don't really know. But I think that's great.
Okay.
Okay. Who's our Eponine?
Okay. Who... See, I like Dodie.
Oh, I love Dodie.
Yeah.
Done. I would do that, like, in real life.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
perfect.
If she
was in Les Mis as Eponine, I would go see it.
Yeah. Perfect.
Who's Cosette?
Cosette and Marius.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, who's like a, she's like a true ingenue.
Yes.
Oh, maybe, why am I blanking on her name? Catherine Steele.
Yes.
She did a whole video on, like, why everyone hates Cosette and why she likes Cosette.
Perfect.
Done.
So she can be Love Cosette. It. Who are Dodie and Catherine Steele fighting over?
Ooh.
Who is their Marius?
I thought of Parker again.
I thought of Ryland Adams.
Ooh. Love that. Because, like, he's kind of like a soft boy.
Yeah.
He's like, sings a heart full of love.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be in the war.
Perfect.
Love
who
that.
Who would be Fontaine?
Ooh. Who would be so Fontaine?
Fontaine is, like, more, like, mature.
Yoga with Adrian.
Yes.
There's a yoga channel that I love.
I also love Yoga with Adrian.
And she's, like, very soft.
Yes.
She's, like...
She would kill I Dream to Dream.
Oh, my gosh.
While she's in, like,
so in touch with
pose.
Her emotions. Yoga with Adrian, for sure. Okay, who is...
Gavroche.
Oh. This is a very, like, we have to pick a very perfect person.
So Skylar, if Skylar could play, like, anyone in a musical, she would want to play Gavroche.
Absolutely. Ooh.
So I want someone who's, like, a new YouTuber, like, kind of fresh on the scene.
What about Emma Chamberlain?
Yes! Oh,
she
my gosh.
She could be a good Gavroche.
I love her as Gavroche. We haven't casted her yet, have we?
Yeah, no.
Perfect. Love her as Gavroche.
Who's, oh, my gosh, why am I blanking on
Angelos?
His name? Yes. Okay. Who can compare to Aaron Tveit?
That's
the
no
real question. You're all Jeremy Jordan. Can we catch Jeremy Jordan?
Okay. Angelos is like the leader of the revolution. We need someone who...
Jojo Siwa.
I mean,
that's choice.
So that would be... That? No, then that would be Ryland Adams and Jojo Siwa leading the revolution. I think we have to.
Who's like a... Are there any other... Like, maybe, like, Connor Franta?
No, I would have liked Connor Franta as Marius.
Who's, like, a strong, like, grr man?
Joshua DTV.
Let's do it.
I don't know. I kind of like Jojo Siwa, though. Because I love the idea of Jojo Siwa and Ryland Adams leading the revolution.
That would be so good.
Let's do JoJo.
Oh, and then we have to do Madame Thénardier.
Oh,
and
the Thénardiers, which, by the way, is one of my dream roles, but I'm not casting myself. I want to cast someone else.
I mean, I'm casting Sierra.
I know we're casting Trisha Paytas and everything, but like...
But like, come on.
Come on.
Her and, oh my God, what was her ex-boyfriend's name?
She had an ex-boyfriend?
The one before
the
Jason.
Dancer.
The dancer.
Yes. I have no idea what his... When we went to her live show, he was there.
What's his name? What is his name? I watched so many videos with him in it. But they would be perfect.
Yeah, they're the Thénardiers. Trisha Paytas and whoever her ex-boyfriend was.
Not Jason Nash, though. The other one.
Okay, is there anyone else in Les Mis? No, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's, like, the primary. Okay. Do you want to do any of the other ones? Or
let's
do, you
do
get into our
Rent,
life?
And then let's go into our life. Because Rent's an easy one because it's, like, a small cast.
Okay, so...
I feel like...
Who's our mark?
So my first initial instinct is Chris Clements.
Ooh.
Because I feel like he's edgy. He like started out like on the street in New York interviewing people.
And Mark's a filmmaker.
Perfect. I love that. He has his degree in photography, I think.
I love that.
Okay, so him is Mark. Who's our Mimi? Trisha Paytas.
No, I...
Oh, what about one of the Nikki and Gabbies? They just came out their music video that's like hair tie.
Yeah.
They're like kind of rebranding.
I think it's
like
Nikki.
I agree.
I think it's Nikki. If Gabby is our Gabriella. Oh, wait. What the heck? I just realized we cast Gabby as Gabriella in High School Musical. We didn't put that together.
Oh, my gosh. We're so silly.
What were you going to say?
Mate, we're so silly. Who am I? I'm a 5-year-old boy. Yeah, I love Nikki.
Okay.
For Mimi.
Mimi.
Okay, who?
Who's so Roger?
Many, who's Roger? Does YouTube have a Roger? Like a brooding musician?
Does anyone make, like, who makes, like, videos that make people be like, are they okay?
What was that guy who was on Shane Dawson's channel who he hired for a little bit and then went away? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Was it, like, Dexter or something?
No, the recent one.
Bobby Burns.
Bobby Burns. For sure. Okay, love that
so
for Bobby Burns.
So, Bobby Burns is Roger. Oh, my gosh. I see that so perfectly.
Yeah, it's so great. Okay, who?
So, then that means Bobby Burns is with Nikki.
Love that
That's
for
an
them.
Interesting pairing.
I could kind of see it. Okay, who is Maureen and who is Joanne?
Okay, so Maureen, I feel like, to me, is one of the hardest characters to cast.
Yeah.
Because Maureen, you have to have someone who is funny, who is powerful, who is, like, on top of it. Like, who is our Maureen?
Who is our Maureen? It's a great question.
Oh, I like Sophia Nygaard as Joanne.
I was looking at Sophia Nygaard too.
Really?
I feel like she's the perfect Joanne.
Okay, love her as Joanne.
Okay, who's going to be her Maureen?
Yeah, who is her?
I don't
her?
Really know. What's her name? Simply Nailogical? Could she be a Maureen?
I don't really know her enough.
I don't know her either.
But I know that people really like her.
And I feel like she's like sassy. She like does nail stuff.
We'll keep her on tab if we can't figure out someone else.
Okay. I kind of like Mamrie Hart.
Oh, yes.
I feel like she can, like, embody...
She would do it. And then Mamrie Hart and Sophia Nygaard would be hysterical.
Iconic.
Love that. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Who else from Rent do we want to do?
Benny.
Who's Benny?
Who is, like...
I feel like, we need to cast someone who kind of has, like, Kyle energy.
So there's this YouTuber I watch who's definitely not on our list, and I'm sure a lot of people don't know, and I don't even know what his name is. But he's, like, an investor. He's, like, 24, and he's, like, a millionaire because he, like, bought property and, like, invested it. Love I don't that. Know what his name is.
Oh, or did you watch Cody Ko's video about the Kombucha King?
Kombucha King.
Yeah, the Kombucha King.
Yes, Kombucha King is Benny.
Okay, is there anyone else who we feel like we have to... Like, Brent has such a big cast. Like, we could do Angel.
Oh, we should do Angel and Collins.
Who is a good Angel?
See, my default is Todrick, but mm-hmm. I think we can
do better.
What do you think about James Charles? No?
I was gonna say something. I just feel like in the videos I've seen of him crying, it doesn't make me feel like a ton of warmth. Like, I feel like Angel cries a lot.
Yeah.
And like you spoiler alert, like, shit happens to Angel.
Yeah.
And, like, you want to, like, have
Well, Angel is
character.
Supposed to be, like, the perfect character.
Yeah.
Like, the one that everyone's like, oh, my gosh, he, you know, he shouldn't have died. I mean, not that we're saying that James Charles wouldn't make us sad if he played Angel, but...
I almost like Manny MUA.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like he's a little more, I don't know.
I love that.
Do you love that?
Is he does he have drama? I don't keep up with the beauty guru drama.
I don't know. I haven't heard about him in a long time. So I'm going to say that's pretty good.
Okay. Now, last one. Benny.
Or do you know who can be Collins and Angel?
Who?
Dan and Phil.
Yes.
That's
yes.
a good, like.
Especially since they just came out.
I think only Dan came out.
No, they
out?
Both
came out. Oh, did they both come out?
Yes. Then, like, 2 weeks
Congratulations.
Later.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
so
Phil
awesome.
Made a coming out video.
That's so awesome.
I know. So I
Are they dating?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, comment down below.
I don't
Let
keep
us
up with like the
on, like, the Dan and Phil drama. Also the beauty guru drama, because both of us need like a refresh.
Yeah. So I like Dan and Phil as Collins.
And yeah.
And okay. They're also like, I feel like everyone loves them.
Yeah. So people have shipped them for forever.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh my gosh.
But which one is
this
which?
This is the most fun podcast.
This is so ever fun.
I just want to do this forever.
I know, me too.
Oh my gosh. I feel like it doesn't even, like,
both. Doesn't matter. Okay.
Both are both.
Now.
Okay, now we're going to cast our lives.
Our lives.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go
first? Let's do you first.
Okay.
But we get to, we're casting them together, right?
Yes.
Okay. So who is...
I just realized I put your name instead of Kyle. That's where my brain's at. Like, you're on my list twice.
But not Kyle. I love that.
Okay, so for me, I would love to be cast, or I would love to have Lily James cast as me.
Okay.
She was Donna in Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. She was Cinderella. She was all these, like, wonderful people.
I'll give that to you.
Love her. Love it. For Kyle, I feel like, I don't know if him and Lily James would have the best dynamic, but everyone always says he looks like James Corden, and, like, yes. Love that for perfect. Him. Toothless, I feel like, has to be the cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Agree.
Love that. Olive, maybe, like, Michelle Obama. Like, who's, like, a really powerful, like, wonderful
so,
woman.
So, look, you're gonna have an actual cat play one of your cats, and then Michelle Obama play
have
the other cat?
Have you seen the Cats trailer? Humans that's can true. Play cats, Sierra.
All right. I was,
get with it.
All right, sure. Michelle Obama can...
Who do you think has Olive energy? Or maybe, like, a pirate, because Olive has, like, one eye that's a little wonky. Maybe, like, one of the pirates who don't do anything from VeggieTales.
Love that.
Like, the little short one.
Yeah.
Who's like... This is a weird episode.
One of the pirates who don't do anything from VeggieTales. We should do a whole episode dreamcasting VeggieTales. Like, who has Larry the Cucumber
comment
energy?
Down below if you would watch that. Or we could just, like, do it for ourselves and, like, never upload it. I love that for us. Ooh, Poppy.
That's okay. Poopy the hamster.
Poopy the hamster. I haven't done any YouTubers for my life. There's a hamster channel I like called Vanilla Ham Ham. Vanilla Ham Ham passed away, so that's, like, kind of sad. Also, I could do Despero the Mouse from The Tale of Despero.
I don't know what that
love
is.
Love either for Poppy. Also, I could just do, like, another feminist icon.
Yeah, I think...
Like, Rosie the Riveter? Great to play Poppy.
Yeah. Done. Rosie the Riveter is your hamster.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sweaty. I'm sorry if you're watching this. Okay, and then Sierra and Steven in my version of my life.
So do we want to cast a duo?
Who do we want to cast this year? I feel like we need, like, a really funny best friend to play you. Because I feel like in your life it'll be someone who, like, could actually play you. But who's, like, a supportive best friend on YouTube? Jojo Siwa?
I was going to say, what about Christine and Elijah?
Done.
As me and
Christine
Steven.
Christine and Elijah. Except, like, they had drama.
I know.
And they aren't together anymore.
Well...
Okay, done. And the only other person I was going to cast in my life is Jessica, which I don't
know. That's like Skylar's other best friend, who's like very, like, sweet, kind of
like
demure.
Maybe Molly Burke?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Molly Burke as Jessica.
I like that you're Christine Sidelko. And then we're like, Molly Burke for Jessica. Like, literally, we cast my hamster as Rosie the Riveter, and then we cast you as Christine Sidelko.
And Steven as Elijah Daniels.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Imagine him rapping with Tana Mongeau.
It'd be great.
I would pay so much money to watch Steven rap with Tana Mongeau.
Me too.
Okay, now your life.
Okay.
So
who's playing me?
Who's you in your life?
So I know you already had, like, your idea of, like, who would play you. I have no idea. Like, if I'm going with, okay, I'm trying to think of, like, what celebrities and YouTubers I, like, love. Like, can Philip DeFranco play me? Can Jarvis Johnson play me?
I love that.
Who could play me?
Who do you love? Like, who do you see in a movie and you're like, wow, I want to be them?
No one.
Really?
Me?
Oh, my God. We're so different. I'm like, I love Zooey Deschanel. I love...
No, I'm trying to think. Because I'm not a big, like, movie person.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and go full Broadway, like, lady.
Sutton Foster?
That's what I was going to say.
I love that.
I want Sutton Foster to play me.
Perfect.
So, Sutton Foster, please, play me. Who's playing Steven?
Ooh. Who is playing Steven?
I kind of like Josh Peck.
Ooh. I was thinking, like, Jeremy Jordan, but...
Jeremy Jordan. We're going full Broadway.
Love that.
Jeremy Jordan as Steven.
Okay. Who's playing me?
Ooh, good question.
Or you can do me and Kyle and have as like a duo.
Jake and Logan Paul. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. Tana Mojo and Jake Paul.
Perfect.
Perfect. As you and Kyle. Love Done. That.
Or like Trisha Paytas and Jason Nash.
That's also great. No, wait. No, never mind.
What?
I was going to say, I can't have Jocelyn and Lily. I was just thinking of, like, duos.
What? They have such different energy than me and Kyle, too.
I know.
I mean, I kind of love Trisha Paytas and Jason Nash or Tana Mojo and Jake Paul.
I'm going to go Tana Mojo and Jake Paul.
I love that.
I think that's great.
Love that for me.
Okay.
Who's playing Kenzie?
Kenzie. Who is playing Kenzie? I kind of like... Who do I kind of like? Looking at like the old beauty gurus, because I feel like Kenzie kind of has like beauty guru energy.
Yeah,
like maybe like Tila Dunn.
Ooh, I feel like Kenzie's not that like wild though.
That's true.
Tila Dunn has like a wild side.
That's true. Kenzie's a little bit more. Who's someone that's really laid back?
Maybe like Gen X Pen.
Oh, I love that.
And she's very like aesthetic, like monochromatic.
Perfect. Gen chill. X Pen as Kenzie.
Love
there
that.
There we go. Oh, and then
Grandma Golf Cart.
Yeah. Okay. Who's so we Grandma? Were going to cast my whole family, and then I was like, that's too much. So let's just do the two people who my audience knows the most, my grandma and my brother.
Yeah.
So who's playing Grandma Golf Cart?
Who is playing Grandma? I love like Betty White.
Yes. Betty White is Grandma Golf Cart.
Just like
perfect,
like lovable, yeah. Like silly.
Now who's playing Austin? I kind of like David Dobrik because everyone says that he looks like Austin.
Done.
Perfect.
Love that.
David Dobrik.
Okay, do we want to get into the Q&A
segment
of the podcast?
So we both pulled a couple of questions from our Instagrams, and we are going to alternate. So I will go first.
Okay.
So Allison Parker wants to know, how did you guys know that your husbands were the ones?
Ooh, that's a deep one to get started out on. How did I know Kyle was the one, or how did you know Stephen was the one?
So I knew once we moved in together, mm-hmm. within like a week, I knew. So before we lived together, I was like, I'm pretty sure that this is the guy I want to end up with. Like, I really love him. Once we moved in together, I know that some people don't want to live with someone before marriage. There's obviously a ton of other ways to figure out if someone is the one before, but just for me personally.
And me.
Within a week of Steven moving in with me, I was like, oh, this really works. Like,
yeah.
We are, you know, we're very compatible. Like, I love being with him. Like, everyone also says that moving in together is really hard. And yeah. For us, it was really easy. And so I was like, okay, I like my life so much better when I'm with this person all the time.
That makes me so happy. See, my answer is so different than you, and I feel like we're so different, and like it makes sense. Our answers are very different. So a little bit of backstory. Kyle and I have known each other for forever. Like, we're family friends, and I always, so like, we were both always interested in technical theater, so always at like family events and gatherings, people would like push us to talk to each other, and I always wanted like nothing to do with him because he was a really big nerd. Like, he used to do like cosplay, Renaissance fair, like, he was capital N nerdy. And
people who like Renaissance fairs are gonna come for you.
I mean, nothing wrong with that. Now I think it'd be very fun for us to like go get
totally.
An ale. Do they have like vegan turkey legs?
Probably not. Anyways,
so he was very nerdy, and he messaged me because I like posted about Spring Awakening, and he was like, hey, I have tickets to Spring Awakening this weekend. It's got, like, kind of a shot in the dark because we like never hung out before, but do you want to like come up to North Hollywood? We'll watch Spring Awakening, we'll go to a taco festival, go to Universal. And I was like, I guess, like, that sounds fine. Like, if I get free Spring Awakening tickets out of it, like, guess that's okay. And I went up there, and we literally stayed up till like 6 o'clock in the morning just talking about like the meaning of life and like who we are and what we believe spiritually. And I feel like I literally, after that, we hung out every weekend. Yeah. And like, I just knew.
I remember right after that, like a week later, you were like, we were texting and you were like, I know that it sounds crazy to say that like he's the perfect guy for me, but you were like, but if I don't end up with him, I want to end up with someone exactly like him.
Yeah.
So, like, you knew right away. It took me a little bit longer.
Yeah.
A lot longer.
I'm also, like, kind of a hopeless romantic when it comes to stuff like that. And I also feel like I believe in, like, fate and, like, serendipity and yeah. I don't know. And so I felt like it just was, like, it clicked. Yeah. And I was like, oh, cool.
This is my person.
Okay, so my question, Logan Osborne asked, if you could have dinner with any one person, living or dead, who would it be?
Hands down, Jesus. I mean, obviously, like, as a religious person, like,
yeah.
I think if I didn't, like, of course I would want to sit down with Jesus. Like, I mean, but also I have sit downs with Jesus every night before bed. So, like.
Oh, my gosh. I love
that. Like, multiple times throughout the day, I have sit downs with Jesus already. But it'd be cool to be, like, face to face, be like, hey, what did Jesus order? Like, what kind of beverage does Jesus like? No, he gets water and then he turns it into wine.
Duh. Come on, Sarah. Even I know that.
Who would yours be?
Mine would also be a spiritual icon, Meryl Streep. Just, like, the queen of everything.
That's what I usually say. If it's, like, someone, anyone alive, I always say Meryl Streep.
I mean, there are a lot of one. Like, Walt Disney would be super interesting. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I can think of some, like, political people, but I'm going to go with Meryl Streep.
I like Meryl Streep.
Okay, what's your next one?
So, now that we're, like, getting into religion... So Delaney B asked, does you and Skylar's different views on religion ever affect your relationship?
I don't think it ever has.
I think it definitely does.
Oh, really?
For whenever I'm, like, giving you advice.
Yeah.
Like, the advice that I would give to, like, someone who is a believer.
Yeah.
Would be, like, pray about it. Trust in God. Like, God has a plan. And, like, I know that giving you that advice isn't helpful.
Yeah.
So I'll usually frame it in a different way.
That is so interesting.
But I'll still all the time say things like, oh, I'm praying for you, but yeah. I'm not going to give you the advice of, like, well, if you're asking me, like, oh, what would you do in this situation? The honest answer is, like, I'd go to church, or I'd pray about it, or I'd ask my life group about it. So I have to, I think.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, I answer a little bit differently, but I think that's the only way.
That's so cool. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I feel like not really. I think that, like, it's opened my eyes a lot on Christianity. Yeah. Like, we've talked a lot about, like, you for a long time were saying, like, you were a follower of Jesus. And now, like, even, like, your Instagram bio, it says, like, Christian or – does it say Christian or follower of Jesus?
I think it still says follower of Jesus. Oh, but
one of the two.
I
like, you have, like,
multiple
cross tattoos. You have your life group. And so I think that I grew up with, like, only – a certain type of Christian person, like multiple of my grandparents were, like, pastors or like very religious. And I mean, I am, like, very, very progressive and liberal. Yeah. And so I think that for a long time, that was, like, my view of it. And I was also, like, kind of forced to go to church for a long time or forced to go to Sunday school. And so I think that being around someone who is so, like, open-minded and like kind and compassionate and also, like, not pushy about it is like changed my perspective.
That's very sweet to say, first of all. But I was also surprised at how many messages and comments that we've gotten being like, how are you guys friends when you have such different religious beliefs? And I don't think it really ever comes up.
No,
like, it's just,
I think we, like, find it fascinating what the other person believes, or we like to talk about it a lot,
but I don't think it's ever once on either side come off as, like, judgmental or of me being like, well, you don't believe this, so you're wrong. Are you doing the same thing? Like, I think it just comes from, like, a respect of the other person.
Well, and also I think that it helps that I mean, I've never talked about my religious views online, but, like, I'm not at all atheist. Like, I, if anything, would say I'm, like, super, super, super agnostic. Yeah. Like, I am so open.
Right.
Like, literally, if you were to say something tomorrow that clicked and, like, made sense to me, and I was like, oh, I'm a Christian now, that would be totally fine.
Right.
Or if I was like, I've read books on Buddhism, I've, like, gone to psychics, I've, like, studied astrology, like, I am just so open, and I would love to have, like, one religion that I follow.
You just haven't found it yet.
Whether that's, like, a monotheistic religion or just, like, a way of life religion.
Right.
I just haven't found that thing that's perfect for me yet.
Right.
And so I think it helps that, like, I'm genuinely interested / curious about Christianity and just anything spiritual, God-related.
Yeah.
Like, even this morning we were talking about something that happened to you, and I was like, oh, my gosh. To me, that seems like a sign from the universe or God or whatever is bigger that, like, you're on the right path.
Yeah.
You know? And so I feel like it's easier than if I completely didn't believe.
I agree.
I can be like, maybe it's God. Maybe it's the universe. Whatever you think.
Right. I think it would be different if I was like, oh, I prayed about this and then this happened. And you were like, God is alive. Like, I think
I'm like, oh my God, that's so legit. Yeah.
Like, that's so cool. Woo. So I think it helps that you're very open.
Yeah.
And totally. Also, I think I'm not like a preachy Christian.
Yeah.
Or at least I try not to be, because I think, you know, anytime that you ask me, like, about my faith, I'm totally happy and open to share.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to be like, and I'll invite you to church and stuff, but yeah. I'm never going to be like, Skylar, you really should go to church. And you really should join a link group. Like, you really should read the Bible. Like, I'm just not, you know?
But I don't think it's ever, aside from maybe us wording some things differently, like, if I had sent that text this morning to, like, one of my other friends, I probably would have said, like, oh my God, that's such a universe thing. Like, how karmic. But to you, I was like, that must be the universe or God or something bigger.
Yeah.
And so I think other than us, like, maybe wording things differently or, like, taking into account the other person's beliefs and perspectives, I don't think it changes anything in our friendship.
I think it's also cool to have different, like, aspects and like Jesus hung out with like people of all different like backgrounds.
Girl, Jesus hung out with like prostitutes and people with really low morals,
basically doing the same thing. But no, but like I think there's this idea, I mean, not to get too political, but I think there's this idea of like only surround yourself with Christians, only surround yourself with this, and it's like that's how you get into an echo chamber. Like I want to be around people of all different beliefs. I want to be around like Muslims and Mormons and Catholics and like, I mean, even in Christianity, there's a million different branches. Yeah. So I think it's interesting to be around people who believe a lot of different things.
Yeah. Okay, next question. A little more lighthearted. If you could only shop at one store for the rest of your life, where would it be and why? I feel like the only answer is Target.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if it was, like, clothing store, grocery store, like, there are places I'd rather shop. But, like...
I agree. See, I was going to say Madewell.
But, like... How are you going to get cheese?
See, I was thinking more just of clothes. I thought it was just like...
Like, how are you going to get toilet paper?
Okay, if that...
Are you going to use, like, cloth diapers with your baby?
If that's the question, then yes, definitely Target. But I thought it was just
But you could
clothes.
Also pick, like, Costco or Walmart or any other superstore. But I feel like Target.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So this question, this person had a question that was like threefold, and so they're all great questions, so I'm just going to do all of them. This is from Julia Fisher.
Also, let me say that last girl's name.
Oh, yeah, no.
Kimber Leah Honey.
Ooh. Cool. So this is from Julia Fisher. So first she wants to know, she says, congrats on the baby boy.
Oh,
she says,
thanks.
Will you be announcing his name before the birth or wait until after?
I'm not really sure. I think probably I'll wait till after. I think that, like, I don't know. Even, like, if you follow me on Instagram, you saw I didn't do, like, a big gender reveal. Like, I feel like I'm a little bit loosey-goosey with those things. I think since I'm not, like, a social media influencer and also, like, just kind of, like, a chill person, I feel like not everything has to be, like, a reveal.
Right.
Like, I saw one of my Facebook friends posted on Facebook yesterday, like, attached to a meme was like, LOL, yeah, just so everyone knows, we're having an offspring in January. Also, they're a girl. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I feel like my entire pregnancy, it's like, crazy announcement, I'm pregnant. And I didn't want it to be like, crazy announcement, they have a penis. Like, crazy announcement, like, this is their name.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I'll probably wait just so that Kyle and I can, like, meet the baby and, like, confirm that, like, that is the name we want to give them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I could just one day decide.
Yeah.
To tell everyone.
So, second part of the question. If you don't announce his name before the birth, will you tell Sierra privately or make her wait with the rest of us?
Sierra knows.
I know the name. Well, there was two names. So there was a name, and then you changed it to a different name, and now you're on this name.
I feel like girl names are a lot easier than boy names, at least for me personally. I think I like very, like, floral, like, enchanted, beachy, I don't know. I have, like, a very specific type of name that I like, and for boys, it's harder, so we found a name that we really like.
I think it's so cute.
Thank you. It's so cute.
It's perfect because, like, I mean, the whole joke with, like, the four of us was that, like, Skylar was going to try to name their kid, like, Rose Kombucha or something, like, ridiculous.
It's true.
This name is, like, a typical name. It's not Rose Kombucha.
I've never met anyone with this name.
No.
Or known of anyone. But there are, like, multiple characters who have this name.
Yeah, it's... I think I know two of... One celebrity and one person I know. Yeah. And that's it. It's, like, a very, very cute name.
Well, thank
you. Then the third part of this question. Who's your favorite Jonas brother?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm sure you have one right off
the bat.
Yeah,
I'm a Joe girl. I've always been a Joe girl.
You would be a Joe girl.
I know I am.
You know who I am? I'm a Frankie girl.
No. What?
I just feel like Frankie gets left out. Okay. I just feel bad for Frankie.
Here's the thing. I get
Frankie
that.
Is like the Cam from The Bachelor
in Paradise.
Yeah. Like, he just gets left out. They literally rebooted their band and still didn't include Frankie.
But here's the thing.
Let's start a Frankie Jonas support group.
Kevin girls are already trying to be different. You're, like, beyond a Kevin girl. Like, you're a Frankie girl.
I was never, like, that into the Jonas Brothers. Like, I can rock out to, like, Love Bug or SOS or any, like, yeah. I'll admit, like, they have bangers. Like, yeah. I'll play them if I'm listening to, like, old Disney stars. But I didn't have, like, Jonas Brother posters.
I had a whole wall just of the Jonas Brothers.
Just of Joe.
Yeah.
You just, like, cut him out like a serial killer.
It was, like, all Joe and maybe, like, two Nick. And then, like, a few, like, group photos.
See, I would almost think you'd be a Nick girl.
No, Nick girls were, like, too soft.
But I feel like visually, like, Nick is more your type.
No, see, I never thought Nick was
doesn't Nick kind
Nick
of look like
cute.
Dean from The Bachelor?
Okay, so here's the thing. Dean from The Bachelor is my type, like, to a T, other than Steven, my husband. But, like, if we were describing my type, it's Dean from The Bachelor.
It's guys who are, like, kind of douchey but have a heart of gold.
That's my whole, the whole joke. And I'm glad that I ended up with a Steven and not a douchebag with a heart of gold.
Yeah, Steven just is a heart of gold with a heart of gold.
Yes, exactly. And that's why he's perfect. I don't remember why we were talking about
this. We were talking about how Nick kind of looks like Dean from The Bachelor.
I disagree, and I never got the appeal of Nick. Like, I just didn't.
See, if I actually had to pick a favorite, it would probably be Nick.
You're a Nick girl. You're totally a Nick girl.
But, like, we stand
Frankie Jonas
support
group.
What if we cast Frankie as Gavroche?
Oh, I love that.
He's probably, like, 25 now. Yeah,
why didn't we cast the Jonas Brothers in any of those?
Well, because we were thinking, like, YouTubers. Mm.
Oh. Okay, what's your next question?
Okay, this is, what YouTubers do you and Sierra watch? Okay. So we talked about this a little bit earlier with, like, what, that you like male comedians and stuff. But do you have any, like, niche YouTubers?
So I really like watching, like, video essays on, like, film and, like, old Disney movies and stuff. So, like, there's this girl named Lindsay Ellis who I think is, like, brilliant. What's this other guy? I think his, let me find this other guy that I watch all the time. He's, like, an animation YouTuber.
You're so funny.
But he talks about, like, old, I was watching him this morning while I was getting ready. I can just go to my history.
Oh my gosh.
I watch Philip DeFranco. I watch some of the old school beauty gurus, but mostly just their vlog channels.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really watch their main channels. I watch Alex Myers. That was the guy I was talking about, who talks about, like, old Disney shows. My favorite YouTube channel is called 24 Frames of Nick. In the about of his channel, it says, I make videos about High School Musical 2. And he has, like, multiple long-form video essays, like, only on High School Musical 2.
Oh, my gosh.
I like Jack's films. I like Philip DeFranco. I love Tiffany Ferg. She's, like, one of my current favorites.
Yeah.
I like Jarvis Johnson. Obviously, I went on, like, 5 rants about Jarvis Johnson.
See, but I feel like this would surprise people.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel like people would think that you would watch, like, fashion content.
I also have never watched a David Dobrik video. You made me watch like 2 minutes
of
one.
David Dobrik.
I've just,
which I feel like is surprising because I feel like I don't really like male YouTubers.
Yeah.
Like the only male YouTubers I like are like in the LGBT community or are like, I guess Chris Clemens says he's like pansexual.
Yeah.
But I feel like I like very like feminine energy. Mm. And so, but for some reason, David Dobrik's videos, they snap.
I like Sophia Nygaard.
Mm-hmm. I feel like out of everyone that you've mentioned, her content is the most similar to yours.
And I love Jenna and Julian.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I listen to their podcast. Yeah. I watch both of their channels. Love them.
Yeah.
See, okay, who do you watch?
I don't watch as much Jenna, but, like, I watch a lot of Julian.
Really?
I feel like I get, I mean, I have OCD, and I get, like, very, if things are, like, really messy in videos or, like, the colors are all kind of funky, it, like, will bother me.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I watch very, like, visually appealing YouTubers, and his are a lot more, like, cinematically shot than hers. Right. I feel like she'll, like, hydro dip Crocs in, like, rainbow, and it's just, like, my brain goes wild. And so, but she's really funny, and I used to listen to their podcast all the time. I watch a lot of, like, homemaker YouTubers, which is really funny. We were actually talking the other day, we were, like, what YouTuber needs to exist? Yeah. And I was like, I want, like, a strong feminist, like, awesome homemaker.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I want someone who's, like, I'm going to teach you this awesome bread recipe, but, like, also, like, you're just as strong as your husband, and, like, you're a boss babe, and, like...
Well, I feel like the whole idea of being a homemaker has kind of become, like, very much about, like, traditional gender roles. Yes. When it doesn't need to be.
And that's my problem, is because I don't want to be, like, a 50s homemaker. Yeah. Like, I want to be equals with my husband, but my interests are, like... baking and plants and like DIYing and home decor and that's all stuff that they talk about.
Well, and that's, I think the difference is like you making that active choice instead of like, this is what women are for.
Totally.
Being like, women can choose to be in their career or have a family, like, yes, or both, but like.
Yeah. But so I watch a lot of like mommy vloggers, but only like aesthetically pleasing ones. Like I watch ones that have like wooden toys and like are vegan. Ew. Like I don't watch like. Just hate you. That's yeah. like me, Sierra. No. I'm a mom who's gonna have like wooden toys. And
okay,
is
well, I'm gonna
vegan.
Buy your kid like a freaking bright purple Elsa wand just to get some color in their.
People
life.
In the comments are gonna be like, "You better have color in your kids' lives." And like, I understand,
yeah.
But also like, wooden toys are cool. But anyway, so I watch a lot of mom vloggers. I watch a lot of like. Plant tour people who talk about like propagating.
I didn't even know that was like a niche of YouTube.
Oh yeah, I have a fellow propagating community.
See, this is
and then also I watch like really like I really like watching people like I only watch Andrea Russett's videos like when she's high.
Yeah.
Or I'll watch like Chris Clemens. Like I also feel like I like a lot of stoners on YouTube, which is really funny and like weird and niche.
Stoner tube. Okay. Next, I feel like people wouldn't guess that about either of us.
Yeah.
Like, those are very specific. Yeah. Okay. Next one. Very serious. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Oh. One horse-sized duck.
You think you could take it down?
I just couldn't hurt all the little baby horses.
That's true. You'd feel...
Like, you would feel like you're, like, crushing them. Like, they would all be, like, small. They'd be, like, the same size as, like, Bruiser and Bella.
Yeah,
you couldn't, like, fight them.
You're right. I would do the horse-sized duck.
And you just have to be, like, David and Goliath.
Yeah. I would feel better about taking down this...
Talking about religion, I make references that are religious references. David and Goliath.
A modern-day prophet.
We didn't cast David Archuleta as anyone. Wow.
We went to a David Archuleta concert, like, what was that, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
It was 10 out of 10.
Would recommend. Okay. If you could be on... Oh. Was the last one? The last one was Hannah Armistead's question.
Okay.
This one
is... Oh, and this one was... Sorry. Emma Krieger.
This one is from Leah Fry O'Brien. Sorry if I'm messing that up. If you could be on any... Or if you could be on one reality TV show, which would it be?
Survivor, but I would probably be one of the first ones out.
Ooh,
I would want the experience. Like, Survivor is one of my favorite shows, yeah. And I know I wouldn't be great at it, but, like, I would want the experience.
Oh, I don't know what I would be on. Oh, I have so many thoughts.
I was going to say Great British Baking Show or whatever. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my
but
gosh, that would be so great.
Like, I don't even
know.
Oh,
my gosh. My eyes just closed. I just, that, like,
you
that would be
it?
My version of heaven. Just, like,
there
Mary Berry. But it would have to be when Mary Berry was still on the show. Mary Berry is like an 80-year-old woman.
Love that.
And she left the show recently. So now it's just Paul Hollywood and like his counterparts, which is fine. We love Paul Hollywood. But Mary Berry is like the queen. I would actually cast Mary Berry as Grandma Golf Cart. That's what I would love to do.
Okay.
But see, the problem is I love reality TV.
Yeah,
but most
I
of the
too.
Shows I watch are like dating shows. Like I love Love Island, Bachelor in Paradise.
What's the one that you like, Vanderpump?
Oh, Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Done. That's what I would be on.
Let's do...
Or RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm sorry. There's so
many
good ones.
What would you do on Drag Race?
I could be, like, a guest judge.
Yeah.
I could, like... I don't know.
This is...
But also, drag queens are, like, a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they would, like, read to me, and then I would cry.
Okay, let's each do one more question, because this is a long podcast.
Yes.
I had so many more questions pulled. Okay, actually, I have two more.
Okay.
So, first one, do you think Jake Paul and Tana are really married?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so really married.
What is
for
really
sure,
married
For
mean?
Sure not. They've said, like, it wasn't a legal marriage. But do you think that they really have feelings for each other and, like, sleep together and do
I think
things?
She does. That's my hot take.
Mm.
I think she does, but he's in it for the clout.
Okay, so this is the hard thing because I thought it was kind of real. Like, I thought it started out for clout and then they both, like, kind of developed feelings and then, like,
we're just hyping it up for TV. But I watched the latest episode of her reality series where they get in like a big fight.
Oh, I haven't watched that one yet.
He seems very distant. Like he's like not looking her in the eyes, and it just like, I don't know. He keeps asking to like have off camera conversations with her. I don't know.
So do you think are you in my camp, or you think she's into it but he's not?
I kind of think neither of them are anymore.
Really?
I don't know.
That's. I think the whole thing is drama. Very interesting to watch. Okay. Do you want to do one more?
Oh, okay. Which one do I want to do?
If you want to, while you pick yours, I can do my last one.
Okay.
Okay. So there were so many questions first just about like how your pregnancy and Kenzie's pregnancy have like affected me wanting to have kids.
Yeah.
So this one in particular that I pulled is from Carrie Amber, and she said, do you think that you'll have a baby soon so it's close with Kenzie and Skylar's babies in age? Also, is your baby fever going crazy? So first thing, Steven and I have made the decision that our, like, having children is never going to be affected by, like, what our friends do. Because, like, no matter when we have kids, like, it's going to be cool no matter what. Like, yeah. They're going to have a fun relationship with your kids anyways.
Yeah.
Even if we had kids in 5 years. Like, yeah. Then yours would be, like, the older sibling and it would be fun.
Yeah.
So that hasn't really affected our plans. If anything, you and Kenzie making the journey into motherhood, I feel like has really quelled my baby craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think around this time last year, I was like, I need to be pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a mom so bad. I want to get pregnant right now. And I feel like once Kenzie got pregnant, and then even more so once you got pregnant, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of good in my role as, like, the fun aunt.
Yeah.
So, what's your last question?
So, can I do two?
Yes.
Because I feel like both of these are good. Okay. So, this one's a really quick one. So, if you could live anywhere in the world and bring everyone that you love with you, where would you want to live? I feel like for me, it's for sure Greece.
I think it's San Diego for me.
That's really sweet.
Great weather, great environment, like really awesome community around. Aww. I'm close to LA, so I can go up for YouTube stuff. Like, I'm close to the beach, which I love.
I'm surprised you wouldn't want to be in New York.
Yeah.
You love New York.
Okay, I changed my mind. It's New York.
I was going to say.
It's New York.
And that was from Raft Tour. So.
Yours is Greece?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Also, like, everything's, like, white and blue and, like, aesthetic and pretty. Like, I mean, I would love to live there for so many reasons, but also, like, my brain would be so happy. Okay, this person's username is Carousel. Like, Carousel, but with an H.
Love it.
Love it. She said, I was going to ask, is it weird for you to be recognized? Does it ever catch you off guard? I feel like it's pretty hard to get used to. And then she said a bunch of nice things.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you, Carousel.
The first time I got recognized, and even to this day, I get so excited.
Yeah.
Like, my viewers are legitimately so freaking cool. Like, I've never had a weird experience with a viewer ever. Yeah. Like, every viewer that I've ever met, I'm like, oh my gosh, she was so cool. Like, we get along so well. Like, because that, the kind of people who watch my videos are people like me, which is cool. So I love getting recognized. I think it's so much fun. I don't think it's an imposition at all.
I will say, though, as someone who's with you all the time, the only time that I really don't like it is when people don't say anything but make...
That's what I was going to say.
But make a really big point of, like, you can tell... Like, we've had situations where we're, like, at the mall and people will follow us for, like, an hour, at, like, with their group of friends and, like, be taking pictures. And it's, like, I would totally love to just come up to you and, like...
let's take a picture together and let's talk.
And, like, be humans. But also... like, neither you or I, especially, like, you, is going to walk up and say, like, hey, are you a fan of my channel? Like, want a picture with me? Because that's weird and awkward. But, like, or people will do that and then DM you and be like, I saw you here with this person.
I've had people DM me pictures of myself before, which makes me feel really uncomfortable. Because it also just makes me on edge that, like, what if I'm out in public and, like, you know... I don't know. Like, I don't want to always feel like I'm being watched.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I was going to say. So, like, I love when people come up to me.
Yeah.
So, like, if you guys see me in public, come up to me. Only thing I ask, don't take creepy pictures of me from afar and then follow us. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, like, I feel really, really blessed that my viewers are so freaking cool because it makes it really easy to have conversations and to, like, hang out. And so I love that. It's just, like you said, when sometimes it's – and I know it's coming from a place of just, like, them being nervous.
Yeah.
So, I totally get it.
Yeah. But just, come up. Yeah. Most of the time, it makes your day.
But also, when we were 14, I'm pretty sure we took creepy afar pictures of Drake Bell when he was at Disneyland.
We definitely
So, did. I get you.
But we were also friends with someone who was, kind of dating him.
That's true.
So.
Does that make it better or worse? I think they're gonna make some. Yeah. All right. Should we do some advice?
Yes.
Pick up my phone that doesn't work.
It's such a fun episode.
I know.
Hey, Sierra. My name is Elia. First of all, I just want to thank you for being such an having such an influential role in my body positivity journey. But my question actually has to do with theater. I am actually about to start my freshman year of college studying stage management, and I know that you and Skylar both have been involved in theater, and so I was wondering if either of you had any advice. Thanks so much. Bye.
Oh, Elia, that is amazing. Skylar is a much more experienced stage manager than I am, but I've also done a little bit of stage management.
Oh my gosh, this is the perfect question.
First of all, I think studying stage management is one of the best things that you can do for any career, even if you don't end up actually having a career in stage management. Mm-hmm. It literally prepares you for so many different things because you know how to handle people, you know how to handle stress, you know how to handle situations and productions.
Oh, I would say practical advice. First of all, assistant stage manage as much as you can. I know so many stage managers who are professional assistant stage managers. I almost prefer to assistant stage manage. It's a totally different role. Once you get into it, you'll realize if you like being a production stage manager. There are a lot of different niches, but I would say assist as much as you can and get as many mentors as you can. I think that having people who you can look up to and work under is the most important thing. Also, I think work on as many productions as possible. Kyle went to a school called CalArts, and when he was there, he did 70 productions or something crazy. But there were people who he graduated with who only did 8 because they did 2 per year and they just did the required ones. I would say do literally everything. If there's a little project that has 5 actors and is going to be performed in a courtyard, take it. Yeah. Even if you aren't getting paid, I think once you're a professional, it's really important to get paid for what you're worth. But if you're in college and you're paying to be there and you're paying to learn, take every experience and learn what you like and what you don't like.
I love that. I have nothing to add. That was cool. Perfect.
Done.
I'm just excited for you, Elia. That's so cool.
Oh my gosh. DM me on Instagram. We'll talk about it.
Hi, Sierra. Hi, Skylar.
Hi.
So I am 21 years old, and I've never had a boyfriend. Cool. And I can acknowledge the perks of being single, but sometimes that makes me feel really badly about myself. So what I wanted advice on was how to practice self-care when it comes to romantic love and whether, as a shy person, I can do anything to get myself out there. Love you both. Thank you so much. Bye.
Aww, love you. Aww. Well, first of all, I love that you're already acknowledging, that self-care is really important.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you're single, it's almost doubly important.
Yeah. Also, you're really young. I think that, you don't need a man or woman or whatever you like. You don't need someone to complete you. Okay. I think what you said about focusing on self-care is really important.
Yeah.
I think you have to love yourself before you can love someone else. Yeah. I think realizing who you are and what you want and need is so important. Also, I don't know if you agree, but I feel like dating around is really important to find out what you like and what you don't like.
I think it's also a really good time to realize your value as a person and what you bring to a relationship. I think one of the struggles with people who do get into relationships really young is you don't always get to know yourself as well.
Yeah.
And you don't always get to know who you are and what you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And I think, being 21 and being single, you can really, once you get into a relationship, if you do, be like, I know this is the kind of value that I bring to a relationship.
Yes.
And it'll help you set your standards higher because you know what you're worth.
Also, I feel like some of the best advice I've ever heard is do what you love and you'll find someone doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you love theater, if you're actively doing theater and going to theater, you're going to meet someone who has a similar interest.
Yeah.
If you love hockey, go to hockey games.
Yeah.
If you love reading, go to the library. actively put yourself out there, but you don't necessarily, like, I mean, you can go to a bar or a club or get on Tinder or do whatever you want, but I think you're going to have more success if you're doing what you love.
Yeah.
And you just organically find someone through that. Also, I feel like on the Pretty Basic podcast the other day, they said something that stuck with me that I felt like if I was single, I would have needed to hear. They said, if he likes you, you'll know. And if he doesn't, you'll be confused.
Ooh.
Isn't that good?
That's really good. That's really good.
I feel like if a guy likes you, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if a guy's, like, kind of playing you and, like, ghosting you, and I feel like he's not worth your time.
Agreed.
Boy, bye.
Agreed. And in terms of self-care, I think it's really important to treat yourself the way that you would treat someone you were in a relationship with.
Yes.
Skylar and I have had a lot of conversations about that where, like, I will make time and do nice things for Steven when maybe I wouldn't always do those things for myself. I think date yourself. Like,
yes.
Do those nice things for yourself. Like, go to the store and get yourself a bouquet of roses if that makes you happy and put them on the counter and be like, I am worth this. Draw yourself a nice bath with like a little bath bomb and be like, I did this for myself because I am important and I matter.
Yes, go to a good concert. Go to a museum. Like, go experience life and do the things that you would want to do. Like, go on Pinterest and look up, like, cute date ideas and then do them by yourself.
Or do them, like, Skylar and I realized this earlier. We basically just, like, platonically dated each other for, like, 2 years in high school.
I mean, I think we just have romantically dated each other for, like, 10 years.
We just did, like, find a friend. If you don't want to do things alone, find a friend that you can do fun, like, date things with. Yeah. Like, Skylar and I one time in high school, like, made ourselves, like, a cute scavenger hunt and went and did it together.
Yes.
Like, go on, like, a fun, you know, date with your friend where you go out to a nice dinner and then you go see a movie or a concert. Like, you don't have to be romantically involved with someone to have those awesome memories.
Yes.
And, you know, once you start doing those things with friends platonically, maybe at some point you'll do it with a friend and you'll realize, like, he or she is someone that you really do want to be with, like, long term.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
Hey, Sierra and Skylar. I love you guys' show and channel. So my best friend and I have been best friends since seventh grade, and we are college grads now. And even when we were in college, we were pretty inseparable. We live in the same town again now, but I'm getting married in March, and I'll be moving away. I know I'm going to have to spend a lot less time, or I'm going to have a lot less time to spend on just the two of us, and I'll be giving more attention to my marriage. She's single, so I'm just worried I'm going to hurt her feelings and make her feel like she's not important anymore. Do you have any advice on this big transition in our friendship? Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Well, I think, first of all, the fact that you're even thinking about that shows that you really care and that you're a good friend. I think a lot of people wouldn't even keep that into consideration.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're maybe bad people to give advice on this because literally I was living in San Diego and Sierra started going to college at a university in San Diego. And we literally, like, sang For Good from Wicked to each other. And we're like, how will we live when we're 30 minutes apart? I mean, I then went on to, like, live in North Hollywood for multiple years. So I guess we can talk about that. But I feel like it is really hard when you have someone who you're so close to and, like, have had as your kind of anchor and they're going away.
I think it's harder to make those connections stick. However, I have a lot of friends who I've drifted from when we live in the same town.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends, like, you and I lived 3 hours apart from each other for, like, 3 years. And I feel like our friendship was stronger than ever then. And I think it's really about, I mean, in 3 hours is a lot different than, like, you know, states away.
Yeah.
But I think it's really about the effort that you put in and just keeping them updated on your life so that when you see each other in person, it's not like you've changed so much and you don't know who they are anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you can really make that relationship a priority, especially now with, like, FaceTime and, like, all the social media, like, making that a priority. Just when something big happens in your life and something big happens in her life, like, share those things with each other. And even the small things.
I think I had a lot of friends when I lived in North Hollywood who lived in San Diego that I was closer to when I lived further away from them. Because we would, like, make a point of, like, okay, we're going to have weekly phone calls or every other week phone calls or FaceTimes or whatever. And then now that we're in the same town, it's like, let's get coffee when we can. And so I think that, I mean, sometimes I feel like it can almost help you because you, like, have to pick up the phone and you have to, like, write letters or
you have to be intentional.
Yeah.
You can't just,
which
you know,
is how you should be with every friendship.
I agree. Yeah.
But
Yeah, I think, you know, being intentional, making time for each other, keeping each other updated on the big and the small things. Mm-hmm. Because I think sometimes that's what you miss when you are so physically close with someone.
Yeah.
You miss the, like, oh, man, I got my period today and it sucks.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe still text each other about those fun little things. Yeah. And also, like,
Send memes.
And especially with the whole, like, you being married and her being single thing, take interest in the things in her life that you maybe don't understand.
Yeah.
I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, obviously her relationships are going to be different than your relationship, but try to show interest in that and show interest in the things that she likes that maybe you don't understand as much.
Yeah. I think that's a great place to end the podcast.
Yeah, I agree.
Give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Give us 5 stars.
Please.
5 stars.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you, guys.
This has been a dream to film. A dream cast to film.
It was a dream cast. And I just want to leave you guys on one very important piece of advice. There ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Did we even talk about that in this podcast? No. Okay, so you have to explain now.
I love White Claws. I drink White Claws all the time. In my most recent video as we're filming this, which is like 2 weeks old as you guys are hearing it, I had like an empty White Claw can in the background of a video. So there were like a ton of comments being like, oh, I love White Claw, ha ha ha. And there's this meme video that I love that's like this frat guy being like, there ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, baby. Which is funny because I'm drinking a Truly and not a White Claw.
Which is like the same exact thing.
But like, I like White Claw culture.
You see, Sierra goes through these phases where like she went through a big yeehaw phase like a month ago. I remember it was like when Carrie Dayton was in town. Yeah. And like everything, you just be like, yeehaw.
Oh, I got into it because of the Kacey Musgraves thing at Coachella. Yeah. When she was like, when I say ye, you say ha.
Oh my god!
And right now it's, there ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, baby. Have a nice day.
Bye.
Drink a White Claw. Bye.